Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, March 11th, and sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the A&M College of Business and Entrepreneurship. Birthdays, Rupert Murdoch, the Australian publisher and mastermind behind the Fox Networks, is 83 today. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, 76 today. He's known for interpreting the Constitution based on the original intent of the authors from 60 Minutes.
Well, what's wrong with the living Constitution? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it is it's wonderful imagery, and it puts me on the defensive as defending presumably a dead Constitution. It is an enduring Constitution that I want to defend. What did the words mean to the people who ratified the Bill of Rights or who ratified the Constitution?
On this day in history, March 11th, 1942, in the early days of World War II, General Douglas MacArthur leaves the Philippine island of Corregidor under siege by the Japanese.
When I landed on your soil, I said to the people of the Philippines whence I came, I shall return.
And MacArthur made good on his promise 2 years later. In 1997, Paul McCartney becomes Sir Paul as he's knighted by Queen Elizabeth.
Sir Paul emerged from the palace and revealed today was one of the best days of his life.
It's a long way from Little Terrace in Liverpool.
About this?
Yep. They make fun of me and they call me Your Holiness, but they're having a good time.
This is the moment in the throne room when Her Majesty the Queen bestowed one of the highest honours on the former Beatle and said, "Arise, Sir Paul."
At the top of the charts in 1960, 9 weeks at number one, Percy Faith and the theme from A Summer Place. On the KETR events calendar, Wednesday night, the wonders of the night sky, stargazing at Cooper Lake State Park. Have you ever wanted to look at the surface of the moon or see all the stars you miss because of the lights in town? Join with the park ranger and see what you've been missing. Meet with the ranger at the Honey Creek parking lot. Bring, if you have them, a red lens flashlight and your telescope or binoculars. There will be a telescope available for shared viewing. The wonders of the night sky. Stargazing at Cooper Lake State Park from 7:30 to 8:30 Wednesday night. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Sir Winston Churchill. A pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Our guest in the cafe this morning is actually requires no introduction to commerce listeners anyway, Wyman Williams, who is the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wyman, I know, first of all, many people know you from all the years in the car business here in Commerce, and I just gave your title, basically, but tell us what you're doing for the university now.
Well, I'm a fundraiser, and I am aligned with the College of Business and Entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Now, the specific thing we're going to be talking about today, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this a lot as we get closer to the summer and the fall, is that we have a major anniversary here at this university coming up.
Right. Starting in September, we'll be celebrating the 125th year of our institution, and it's going to be fun and exciting.
Yeah, doesn't seem like that long ago since the 100th anniversary.
Well, it's been 25 years.
25 years. Well, there you go.
Gets by, doesn't it?
That's how we count them, is one by one. Now, one thing you're involved in right now is you are kind of getting this thing going by going out and talking to various groups, civic groups and others, about the history of the university.
This is true. I've been in this job for 4 years, March 1st. And some things that I've run across is that there is confusion, there's lack of understanding of what A&M Commerce could mean to graduates before 1996, when we became a part of the A&M system. So my supervisor, Vice President for Advancement, Randy Van Deven, has added to my list of duties an opportunity to develop a program that can be delivered in about 20 minutes to any group on campus or off campus that helps explain more information about our 125 years and how we became A&M Commerce and what that means to our students today.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Wyman Williams, who's the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. And in particular, we're talking about the 125th anniversary of the university, which is coming up this fall. How many living graduates do we have, ET and A&M Commerce combined?
We estimate in the neighborhood of 60,000.
It's a lot of people, isn't it?
It is a lot of people, and they're scattered all over the place. Of course, the majority of them are probably within 100 miles of us.
When you go out and talk, and you've been doing this, you've been talking to groups for quite some time, not specifically about the history of the university, this thing that you've started now, but what do you hear from the alumni?
Well, many are a little bit confused as to what we are today compared to what they experienced if they're East Texas State grads.
A lot of people perceived when the A&M system came in and the name of the university changed, that was disconcerting and disorienting to a number of people.
Part of the information I give in my presentation helps explain the dynamics that brought about the discussions that led our then Board of Regents feel like we needed to merge with a larger entity to be sure that our institution had a positive long-term future.
Mm-hmm. And that was not always certain, as some of us remember the 1980s when there was some doubt about it.
Oh, my goodness, 1986, for those of us who were here, was a frightening time when there was a legislative committee that actually recommended that our university close. Many of our graduates don't know that.
Mm-hmm. We were talking before we turned the mics on here, three key turning points for this institution.
The first one would have to be for Commerce was in 1894 when there was a fire that destroyed Professor Mayo's college building in Cooper, Texas. And a group of merchants from Commerce got together and put together a financial incentive package that got Professor Mayo to move his college here. Mm-hmm. That was very important for us.
Indeed.
Well, and then the next one I would say would be when Professor Mayo sold his private college to the state of Texas in 1970. And that started our East Texas State name.
And then the final major turning point.
Well, that would be when the board decided to merge with the A&M system.
Yeah.
And that's where we are today.
Yeah. You really are hoping that people will contact you, aren't you, about coming to talk to them?
Oh, absolutely. I am available at short notice for any group that would like to hear more about the story of our university.
All those program directors, you all listening right now, you won't get your pencil here and write this down. So Wyman, give the email address and phone number.
Well, it is wyman.williams@tamuc.edu, and my office phone number is 903-468-8187. Again, that's 903-468-8187.
Okay, and wyman.williams@tamuc.edu. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yes, indeed, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.